Tablet 11. And God said, Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Genesis 1:9. As it was explained, the waters under the heaven are those consciousness which, in the process of crudification, became the base for creating liquid and solid factors. Now, in this stage, they would be crudified further to create dry land, solid factor. Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. This gathering together, or crudifying process, is what is called the centripetal force of nature. Through this centripetal force, different levels of the universal elements, which are ethereal, aerial, luminous, fire, heat, and light, liquid and solid, and all the elements between them were created. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. Genesis 1, verse 10. The dry land, from the most crudified consciousness, solid factors, was created, earth. Also, from the consciousness, less crude than those which were used to create the solid factors, the liquid factors were formed, the gathering together of the waters called he seas. With this, all the necessary elements to start the rest of the creation and the evolutionary process in the universe were prepared. Also with this, the seven worlds, or lokas, were completed. The lowest world is the physical or manifested one, ethereal, aerial, luminous, liquid, and solid. These factors are manifest because of the crudifying power of the tamaguna, static, crudifying force. The second is the world of prana, or activities in the universe which are carried on by the nutritive force, rajaguna. This force is responsible for any action and the energy in the universe. It is the life force, prana, in the universe, and it presents itself in many forms. The third and fourth layers are the lower and higher mental worlds. In the lower mental world, the maintenance of the physical world and its needs are considered, and in the higher mental world, the higher thoughts and ideals reside. The fifth world is the state of complete realization of the functions of the manifested world and the mastering of its forces. The sixth layer is the state of complete control over the three gunas, and the seventh is the state beyond the three gunas. The sixth and seventh states both can be called the states of pure consciousness. In the sixth state, the consciousness still actively controls and works with the three gunas, but in the seventh state, it will internalize all its forces and become a witness entity. Through these seven worlds, the progress of the individual is carried out to pure consciousness, heaven. And God said, Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. Genesis 1, verse 11. With the help of the centrifugal force, or by the loosening of the crudifying power of the static force, and by the use of the five already created elements and consciousness in the higher levels, God now planned to start the creation of the plants. The process of evolution is self-sustaining and will continue by itself, whose seed is in itself. So everything will continue to grow, evolve, and progress toward the goal.